News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Most people don't make it to the end of a voice note, a new poll by Talk Mobile has revealed. 4 out of 5 listeners cut messages short after about 3 minutes. Yet voice notes remain hugely popular. 7 billion sent worldwide every day. We're joined by Esther McCarthy, weekend columnist with the Irish Examiner. Esther, you're a fan of voice notes. What is it you like about them?
I think most of those 7 billion are probably sent by me. I think I've upped the statistics drastically in the last year. I just love a good voice note. Like, I'm usually rushing and racing, so to stop and type out "and plus old age" has made, like, I just yesterday, to my shame, made my keyboard bigger so that my fat fingers could actually press S instead of E or whatever's next to it. I just think I love receiving them. I love sending them. I think they're so much more personable. You can have the crack on them uninterrupted, which is a big thing, instead of having to actually listen to the other person talk back to you. I agree with the whole 3 minutes thing. Like, I actually looked back over my WhatsApp notes that I sent, just see what's the average kind of, am I sending actual podcasts to people without realizing it? And it depends on the person, Shane. You know, if it's something quick, like, oh, I'm actually picking up the kids at 12 instead of at 12:30, then, you know, it'll be a lot of them were like only a few seconds. It's just like fast communication. But then the other ones, I do tend to wax lyrical if something fun has happened, or if you can't get across some things just in text, you know, you need to send the voice note. And I stand by them, Shane. I stand by them.
Here's a mad idea. How about ringing the person?
Boo. Oh, you're such an old timer. Yeah. I'm nicely in between the, I'm allergic if someone rings me, but I want something
really?
More personal
you just,
than
you
a text.
Don't like a phone call?
I'm not a fan of the phone calls. Maybe it's because I'm so used to sending the voice. Like, I love getting a voice note back. Like, I have reams and reams of whole conversations on WhatsApp that's just voice notes back and forth to each other. Because you can kind of have a little think about, again, depending on the person, you know, and the 3 minutes. Like, most things in life, it's quality over quantity sometimes. Do you know what I mean?
What does that say about our modern life, though? What does it say about the modern world? Like, we want to control the conversation, do we? We want to dictate the conversation. We don't want interrupt from the other person. Is it not deeply you're talking about more personal. Is it a lot lacking in personality and so on if you don't have a two-way conversation?
Definitely reflects a change in how we communicate. I'll give you that. The art of conversation and all that kind of thing is definitely not enhanced by leaving voice notes and receiving them. I think it's just the time in my life, to be honest with you, that I kind of don't have. I remember, you know, you'd set off a couple hours in the evenings before to ring up the people you wanted to catch up with, and you'd have the cup of tea next to the phone. And I haven't done that, I think, since my kids were small. I think it's just a time thing at the moment. That I actually don't have time to listen to Auntie Mary tell me about the 3, you know, annoying things that happened to her this week, whereas I can check in on her with a little voice.
I'm assuming Auntie Mary is a fictional person here, by the way.
It is a fictional person.
Otherwise, Auntie Mary is sitting at home going, right, well, I'm not sending her any more messages or ringing her.
Out of the will.
But look, I know you're a very sociable person. If you don't want to make phone calls, I mean, what does it mean for our sociability as a people?
Well, my teenagers, none of them, they don't know their own phone number, and they don't know any of their, they do not communicate by phone calls. When I ring, and the middle fella, you can't shut him up. When I ring him, it's like he's forgotten how to be a human being on the phone. They are definitely losing the skill of communication on phone. And since they were small, we've always made them, like if we're getting a takeaway, which happens very unusually, that's like once in the blue moon every Friday.
Of course.
I will make the kids, since they were small, ring to ask for the takeaway, or we'd always send them up to the lifeguard in the pool to ask to turn on the slide, or, you know, we've always tried to kind of say you have to communicate with adults and this is how you speak on the phone. But I'm fighting losing battle. All my hours spent into that 14-year-old, and now he just kind of is silent on the phone. You're like, are you there? Like, so it's definitely losing a skill that we have, but maybe it's a skill that we don't need anymore. All like right. Writing longhand, maybe we just have to accept that the next generation is not going to be making phone calls. But if you haven't tried voice notes, please do. And send me one, Shane, anytime. I'm always up for it.
Auntie Mary, if you're listening, don't ring Esther. She send her a voice note. That's it. Esther McCarthy, weekend columnist with the Irish Examiner. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
Do you know your family's phone numbers, your kids' phone numbers?
No, but they're on my... I know my wife's. I don't know my kids. No, but they're on the
phone.
I know why you don't know them. Ring them.
I know why you don't know them, but you don't know them either.
No.
No. Okay. I still know my old landline from my parents' house, but I don't know my kids' phone numbers. It's weird.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.